Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The big fight, if you can call it that, is finally here. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Have you ever read about a big boxing match in less detail than Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor hybrid fight that finally goes off in Vegas Saturday night after millions have been paid by closed-circuit TV subscribers and multi-millions have been wagered by the betting public? Mayweather, who has won 15 assorted boxing titles in three different weight classes, is a heavy, heavy favorite to defeat McGregor, one of the stars of Ultimate Fighting that allows punching, kicking, biting, you name it. Except in this fight, there was only boxing with small gloves, plus a few other concessions to the UFC side. This is a more spectacular sideshow than the Billie Jean King-Bobby Riggs Battle of the Sexes more than 40 years ago. At least those contestants came from the same sport. Mayweather-McGregor came from the barbershop and street corner question of, what would happen if? After many months of denials and then negotiation, those true boxing fans and UFC followers will have their curiosity satisfied in a made-for-TV event that has no purpose other than to bilk millions out of viewers and bettors. It's not like this will be the first of many such crossover fights, and no aficionado of either sport can take pride in the outcome. Most of the headlines are about the bets placed on both sides and what the Vegas books are trying to do to even up the money. Just this week, separate bets of $1 million or more have been made on Mayweather, who is such a heavy favorite that the returns on those bets will not exceed $250,000. And who knows, maybe the 11-year younger McGregor will find a way to win, setting off a congressional investigation that could push Russia out of the headlines. It has become the most bet fight in Vegas history. Mayweather, a big gambler in other sports, says he may bet on himself for the first time ever. Those wagering smaller bets on McGregor may even the total money bet by fight time because the return is so great if he should win. Put down $50,000 on the UFC King and a return would be $225,000. Most bettors know more about teams, horses, and fighters that are competing. It sounds like a scam for this very reason. Mayweather is supposed to win big because of his boxing ability, but I have not read anywhere how and why McGregor could spring the upset. To me, that lack of information and analysis we used to before any big sporting event makes this one smell bad. This is Archansky. See ya.